This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It is May. That means many television shows are coming to their season finale. And to help us talk about season finales and perhaps some of our favorites, Wayne Bell, who writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.
Yeah, it is season finale time. Within the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have a bunch of shows wrapping up.
And you know, when I was a kid watching television, the season finale, of course, existed in the fact that shows would end. But a lot of shows, it was just another episode, and you wouldn't see them again until September. Once J.R. Ewing got shot on Dallas, that kind of changed things.
Yeah, the bar got raised, and then you started to see shows like Cheers and Friends was a really great show of doing quality season finales. So the bar really got raised in the 90s with season finales, thanks to Dallas, you're right.
Well, you have a list in front of you. You asked me if I could think of some of my favorite finales. What do you think makes a good season finale?
Well, I think what makes a good season finale is that it has to provide some closure to the season, but it has to leave you excited and kind of almost breathless for the new season to start in the fall. And it has to, in a day when, you know, they used to run reruns all summer long, and they don't really do that anymore. They do reality shows and music talent shows. And so it has to keep you engaged. And the art of the traditional season finale, circa Friends or Cheers, or think back to MASH when they would do great, you know, finales, or Dallas, like you said, that's kind of lost. There's not that many shows out there that are doing those huge season finales anymore, either because they decide that they want to just do something kind of soft and sweet because their numbers are good, or they decide, you know, that they don't want to kill off a main character or do some sort of stunt spectacular. So the art of the season finale, in a way, is kind of dead, and I miss them. But there are some that are still doing them. I mean, things that are still on TV right now that are doing great season finales would be like Dexter. Their season 4 finale with John Lithgow, you know, that was a brilliant season finale. It did what a good season finale should do, which is shock you. And I think that that's what it did. And it was a shocking ending. And I think that it was probably the finale to, you know, that show's best season.
You say it should shock you, but you don't want something that's cheap. It should
be earned. No. And it should really be something. And that's part of the reason why the season finale as an art form has died a little bit, is that it has to be something that's kept very private. Now there's so many blogs and, you know, websites that are devoted to exposing the secret that's going to come out, that it's very hard for a show to keep a surprise. And that's what Dexter did, and Lost, I think, did it really well. Some other shows that really, you know, the first season of The Good Wife, they really mastered a really cliffhanger season finale. Nurse Jackie does really great season finales where there's a cliffhanger. The first season of Desperate Housewives did a great season finale.
Okay, you mentioned that because you asked me to write down my favorite season finales ever, and one of them is the first season of Desperate Housewives.
Yeah. But here's the problem with that. Is
you're
that
reading my
they,
mind.
They stopped it. I mean, it was, they finished the season and then it was done. And by the time season 2 came back, it lost its appeal in a way because they let the cat out of the bag. They told you, for those of you who don't watch, Mike's the dad, and you know, and well, and it was done. Well, and there was no need to watch. And to some extent, although I still have hope and I still think it's a good show, but Glee did that too, where season 1 wrapped up and then season 2 has to start over anew. And you know, these shows that do that, where you have to start over anew and fresh, it's very difficult to do that. I really love the second season of The Office. I think their season finale, when there was all this tension between Jim and Pam, I think they ended that season really beautifully, wondering what was going to happen between them. Like I said, I think Friends always did a really great job, and The Good Wife is currently doing it. But if I had to say my all-time favorite season finale, and I think it's the all-time We've talked about it on here. I think it's the all-time best hour of television is The Sopranos season 4, where Carmela finally finds out that Tony, the culmination of all his affairs, his extramarital decisions, comes to a blow, and they are just at each other for an hour. It's the most tense, perfectly written piece of television, and they both won Emmys, and the show is just, you know, it came back and it did great work after that. But that season finale did what a good season finale should do, which is just hammer it out, provide you with questions, but really do closure and be a showcase for the actor.
And that season finale worked because of the 12 episodes that came before it.
Oh, yeah.
You were building up to conclusion.
You kind of knew it was coming. And even more so, in a way, it kind of was 4 years building to that point, which is the frustration of a woman who knows what's going on. It's not like she's blind to it, but the final straw was one of his, you know, mistresses broke into her home life. He had always kept his home life and his private and his public life, or his home life and his mob life, separate. And when they crossed over, that was the final straw for his wife to confront him. And that was a brilliant episode.
Let me tell you a couple of season finales that came to mind when you asked me to write these. The 7th season of Seinfeld, when Susan dies. George's
fiance. The invitations.
Many people did not like that.
I loved it.
Because the 4 main characters are so cavalier about Susan's death. What I thought that did was really remind you that here are 4 characters that, while we enjoy watching, we would not want to know. They were self-centered, and it just kind of drove that home.
And you know what? It was, in a way, for people who loved that episode, it was good closure, because we just were waiting for something to happen to her, because nobody really liked her. And so it was good closure. It was like, what a great way to see her go. You got other favorites?
I do. What about the 3rd season of Mad Men, when we end and we see that Don Draper and the other principals have left the safety and security of their Madison Avenue advertising agency, and they're going to start their own, and they're in a hotel room.
Smart move. It was a very smart move, because you want to start the 4th season, which coincidentally could have been a tank, and I think that the 4th season is actually its best season. But the 3rd season did something very smart, which was kind of reboot the show. And I see that The Good Wife made that decision maybe 3-4 weeks ago to do the same thing, and they even credited Mad Men with that. You know, it's a smart decision. Take the characters out of their main environment and see how they work. Now, sometimes it can backfire. Weeds took the characters out of suburbia and put them in Mexico or something, and it just didn't work. But Mad Men, you're right, that was a good one.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com.